This is the place.
What, that? Say, what is this, a gig? You mean that dump there?
Well, it might look like a dump, but it's the only general store in town. So whatever you got to buy, that's where you get it.
Yeah, but they ain't going to have what I want. I want to get some running trunks and a punching bag and things. I got to start training.
What for? You're not going to fight anybody.
I know it, I know it. But I got to go through the motions, don't I?
Sure, but you've got plenty of time. They don't start work on the arena till next week.
How much is it costing?
Well, the lowest bid was $600.
Say, you know what I think? You're just tossing that money into the ocean. This ain't no kind of town for us.
Oh, I don't know. Our chances here are as good as the next place. I've looked up the city ordinances, and there's one on the books that makes a prize fight illegal. It's been there for years. More than likely, everybody's forgotten about it. So all we have to do is to go through our regular routine, collect the money to build the arena, get ready for the fight, and then suddenly discover that the law won't permit us to go ahead. And they can't arrest us for obeying the law, can they?
Yeah, I know all about that. This ain't the first time we've won this game.
Well, then what are you crapping about?
I mean, we're putting out 600 smackers to build the arena, and we ain't got a ghost of a chance to collect half that much in a tank town like this.
No? Well, what would you say if I told you you'd already collected about 2,500 berries?
What?
Yeah, 2,500 berries. Why, I've lined up about every merchant in town. They went for the idea hook, line, and sinker. The guy in that dump right there kicked through with 1,000.
You mean the guy what owns that store came through with 1,000?
Absolutely. These hackers have got plenty of jacks. All you have to know is how to jar them loose. So, by the time the arena is ready to open, I'll see to it that the law stops us. And you and I will walk out of town with $2,500 less the $600 that the arena costs.
Let's see now. That's about it.
Don't get a headache trying to figure it out. It's $1,900.
Well, that ain't so bad at that. Only you're sure about that ordinance now? The fight will be stopped?
Before it starts. I looked up the ordinance myself. And besides, there's a gang of people in town here that's circulating a protest against the fight, so it's a cinch to be stopped.
Well, okay. You know what you're doing. I guess I'll stop in here now and see about them running trunks.
Okay. Ask for Mr. Winterbottom. He's the guy that put up the 1,000 smackers. He's a great fight fan. When he finds out who you are, he'll probably give you the whole store.
All right. I'll see you over at the hotel.
Yeah, and say, your name is Kit Nelson. Kit Nelson.
I gotcha. See you later.
Yes, sir. Something for you?
I'm looking for a gent named Winterbottom.
Well, my name's Winterbottom, and Zeb Winterbottom. And this is my partner, Ed Peters.
Well, I'm glad to meet those guys. I'm Kit Nelson.
How's that?
Kit Nelson.
Well, what fur?
What fur?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what fur?
You told us Kit Nelson.
Nah, that's me.
Oh, you, yes,
That's sight and light.
Well, you kid him, Eb, I can't think anything.
I can't kid him, but
I can tell him a riddle.
Yes, tell him a riddle.
What animal is short and still fur from one end to the other?
Listen, are you guys trying to horse me?
What, say?
Horse.
No, you're wrong. That you lose out in the first guess. It ain't a horse. It's a cat. You see, it's short, but it's fur from one end to the other.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
You don't get it, Zep.
You don't? Well, look, you see, it's a cat. It's,
Now, wait a minute. That's my name.
Cat?
No, not cat. It's just what I said.
Oh, yes, it ain't cat, Zep. Well, Excuse me. I didn't catch that as your name. I thought that you was,
Well, that is my name, so just don't forget it.
Oh, no, we won't forget it. Well, what can we do for you, Mr. Horse?
Say, now you... Oh, well, never mind. Skip it. I want to get a pair of...
Hey, what'd you say?
I said skipper. I'm looking for...
Skipper horse?
Ah, skip my name. I'm looking for some Indian clubs. You got any here?
Indian clubs? Well, no, no, we ain't. You see, there ain't enough Indians around here to get up a club.
We got a lodge of red men, though, right up over the hardware store.
Now I mean wooden clubs. Wooden clubs that you use for gym.
Gym who?
Gymnasium. Gymnasium.
Don't even know the feller.
Yes, you know,
and even if we did, we wouldn't use no club on them, would we, Eb?
No, sir.
No, sir. We'd try kindness. It's always been a saying of mine that you can catch a lot more molasses than you can with vinegar.
Say, listen, I'm trying to buy some Indian clubs. Do you sell them?
Then you don't even know what you're talking about, Mr. Horst. If you want to buy something from the Indians, you'll
have to... never mind. Never mind. Just scratch them.
Yeah, we ain't got no time to be scratching Indians.
No, you see, we're pretty busy.
Listen, turn that funny business. I want to buy some stuff, see?
Well, Dad Burnett, what do you want?
Yes, come to the point. Look around the shelves here. We ain't got all day.
Dumbbells.
Huh? Who is?
What? Consigner Jeb, let's run him out of here.
Wait a minute.
I have 2 cents to budget.
I didn't call you dumbbells.
You did.
I said.
Just a minute now, mister.
Just a minute here, yeah.
I heard what you said, and so did Deb. You said dumbbells just as plain as day, and nobody can come into this store here and...
But I mean dumbbells that you exercise with.
I don't give a darn what you mean. You come in here and insult me.
All right. Let it pass.
Yeah.
How about some trunks, huh? You guys carry trunks?
No, the express man does that.
I mean, do you sell them? Do you sell trunks?
Oh, trunks.
Yeah, trunks.
Oh, well, shucks. Certainly we sell trunks.
Running trunks?
What, say?
Hey, what's the matter with your grandpa? You thief or something? I said trunks, the kind you run in.
Well, I reckon you could run in them all right, but you wouldn't get very that darn far.
No, Eb's right. You wouldn't get very far. You see, Mr. Horst, they're only about 4 feet long.
But that ain't the kind of trunks I'm talking about. Look here. I'm a pug, and I gotta have...
What, mister?
A pug.
You look more like an Airedale to me.
Say, listen, wise guy. I saw just about enough of your wisecracking. In just about 2 seconds, I'm gonna give you a wallop.
Well, give it to Zeb. I got a bad stomach, sir. I never eat them.
You don't eat wallops?
That's what I say. They're too dad darn rich for me.
Still trying to be funny, are you? Will you see that? You know what that is?
Yes, it's a fish.
Yeah, it's a fish. And it's going to do a lot of soaking in a minute.
Yeah, it'll take more than a minute of soaking to get it clean.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something.
Who's that?
You are.
You mean me?
And I'm going to mop up this place with you. Do you get me? I'm going to knock you 2 points for a loop.
Do it. Let's see you do it.
Yes, let's see you knock it for a loop. Come on and do it.
Oh, you want to see me, do you? Get up there. Put up your feet. How do you like this, huh? All right. Get right up there, will you? There. Maybe that'll learn you something. And the next time I come in, never mind the wife.
Now, by the Ginger River, he done it.